Mars is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into today's show. We are so excited. This Friday, TGIF, May 15th, 2026 edition, your Defending Fathers, Trekker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information. We're going to have a great history lesson in the second hour with Pastor Chatfield. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Finally, looking back, this is something that we are going to be continuing to follow. The House budget. One of the things that they're doing is demanding money for Selfridge Air Force Base before Monday, June 1st. Republicans are threatening that if they don't get the supplemental spending approved, ready to go June 1st, they may withdraw the budget that they previously passed. Have already sent it over to the Senate for their review. Well, House Speaker Matt Hall isn't playing games. He wants the money for Selfridge Air Force Base, pure and simple. If they don't get it, they're going to pull the budget. So we're going to continue to follow that. All kinds of things happening with President Trump in China, meeting with President Xi. One of the biggest sticking points in the negotiations right now is Taiwan. Evidently, President Xi thinks he's in a strong enough position to demand an agreement that they can unify China. They call it One China, and take Taiwan back, making it part of the CCP. Problem is, they've been under our protection forever since it was referred to previously called Formosa. Back in the 1960s, my older stepbrother, after graduating high school, went into the Army and was shipped and stationed in Formosa. Well, it's going to be a very interesting negotiation point with President Trump, President Xi, and also whether or not President Trump even wants China's help regarding the Iran war. The offer was made. Basically, no response from Trump yet. So we'll see where this ends up. We'll for sure, be able to know later today where this is all going. So we'll continue to follow that story. We got Justin Michael. He's a candidate for Congress in the 1st District. He'll be joining us in the next segment. We'll find out what he's been doing on the campaign trail as we get closer and closer to absentee ballots. They start going out in 1 month and 5 days. June 20th is the deadline. So we'll see what he's up to. If you have any questions for Justin, again, text him to me, 231-360-5140. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
$47.47, tax-free. That's how much you'll save each year with Perry Johnson as governor. Perry will eliminate the Michigan income tax by cutting just 2 cents off every state discretionary dollar spent and by eliminating waste and incompetence in our government. Perry's revolutionary efficiency helps save Detroit's auto industry. Now he'll save our state. Perry Johnson for governor. $47.47.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment here on this Friday. Joining us again every Friday, we check in with Justin Michael. He's a candidate running for Congress in the 1st District. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. Hey, Justin, lots of people kind of starting to pay attention. 1 month, 5 days away from absentee ballots starting to go out there. And I know you've been traveling around the district talking to a lot of folks. One thing I wanted to ask you about, the absentee ballots. We've got an ability to track those and to be able to follow up when those get mailed out. Is that something your campaign is going to be actively working on?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, absentee ballots is a big portion, and a lot of people like the idea and concept of absentee ballots because people like to see a ballot in their hand. It gives them a little bit more time to do their due diligence and research on candidates, kind of search through the ballot, maybe go online and research some of the things that those candidates stand for. So we're looking forward to absentee ballots going out because it'll give people that much needed additional time when they're searching for alternatives to represent them in Congress.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things I wanted to ask too is I know that you have a ground game. You've been all over the first district. At this point, obviously, you probably have been to every single county, I would think. You might even be back for your second, third, fourth trip to some of them. Where do you see, though, the real battle for the votes? Where do you see? Is this Traverse City because of the large population? What's your process?
Well, we haven't focused on big areas, mainly because it's the smaller communities that have been forgotten. When you're running campaigns that are millions of dollars, you focus on areas where people have affluency and money, and that's where you go. You host your big fundraisers, and you try to collect money from those big money donors that are in highly concentrated, populated areas. But that leaves you not speaking to the constituents in the rural areas, because you look at it as an incumbent candidate saying there's no cost-benefit analysis to go see someone down in Aranac County or Iosco County. It's going to cost me more money and gas than I'm going to get from those people. And it's sad that the candidates look at their constituents as dollar signs. And I've spent the entire time in my campaign. Of course, I've been to Grand Traverse County, and I've been to Emmett County, and I've been to Charlevoix County, and I've been to Marquette County. Those are targeted areas. I've been there probably 12 or 13 times for formal events and probably another 20 times just going informally. But when you're looking at who's being forgotten in this district, it's the hardworking people. It's the people that are grinding every day that don't have extra money to put towards a campaign, but care about this country and care about the direction of our district. And that's where we feel like we're picking up the most ground, because we're meeting people where they're at, whether it's their businesses, on their farms, in their living rooms, on the street, where they're working. This is what we're doing. And people will say and comment, oh, you're at this restaurant or you're there. Listen, I post that for people. I don't do that for myself. I'm out there supporting local businesses. I'm trying to build the community up and build our district up, because these people need help. You drive around this district, people are hurting, and those people feel unheard. And that's what we're doing in our campaign. That's been our focus. We're getting the real grassroots people together. We're giving them a voice, and we're giving them some strength that we can take to Washington, D.C.
Now, regarding the election laws, how soon are we going to start seeing yard signs or main road, you know, 4x4s, 4x8s? How soon can that start according to the rules, the laws of the state of Michigan for their election laws?
So you're going to start seeing a lot of signs. There's a lot of money being pumped into the first congressional district race. Somewhat sickening if you really want to know the truth. You kind of see when you're spending over $1 million in a primary race, that's pretty sad, especially when you're looking at how much yard signs cost. I don't know if your viewers know how much the yard signs are, but every time you drive past one of those 18 by 24 inch yard signs with the stakes in people's yard, that's at least $4.50.
Sure.
You know, so you're driving by some of those large 4x8 signs. You're lucky if you can get them under $50. I've had price quotes at $96 a piece. So when you're thinking, and you're thinking also the mailers, you know, it's not just the yard signs, but yard signs will be going up here probably in the next week, week and a half, definitely before the absentee ballots go out. And that's a initiative all in itself, finding the people that, that support your campaign, that want to put yard signs in front of their house, the businesses that want to support you, the local grassroots people that, that have property along major roadways. I mean, just putting signs out is a, that's a feat all in itself. It's another layer, we'll say, added to the campaign trail. And most people don't realize that. They just see politicians speak in a couple of commercials and a couple of mailers that come in their mailbox, and they say, wow, you know, they're running for office. But it's a process. And as a grassroots candidate like myself, I'm doing a lot of it. And you've got to be organized and you've got to be committed. It takes a lot of effort and time to run, but you do it because you love people, not because you love yourself.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I think is pretty interesting is all of a sudden, TV ads even. I mean, the amount of money that they're spending on this primary, where the job itself, what, it pays like $170,000 a year, and we're talking, you know, north of $500,000, $600,000, million bucks, like you said. I mean, this is insanity, the amount of money these your opponents are going to be dumping into this thing. And they've never been actually in the district, as especially as much as you have.
Well, I told people last night, in 16 months, I've driven over 77,000 miles. And to put that in a comparison, people don't realize, I have over 1,300 hours of drive time in the district. If you were to calculate that out, that'd be nonstop driving for 54 days with no breaks.
Yeah.
So the amount of in the district, and that's going out and meeting constituents face to face, and people are like, how are you putting in that much time? That's the only thing I can do. When you don't have millions of dollars to spend on campaigns, so you can just, what we call, mail it in. You can send people flyers, bombard them with advertisements. People don't realize, if you're watching mainstream television and you run an ad, that's $1,200 for that spot every day. So the amount of money, and it's propaganda. I'm gonna be frank. If you're looking for a candidate that can sit in his living room and pay money for people to do the work for him and send out mailers, and you see some TV commercials and that makes you feel good, then you're probably not our voter. The voter we're looking for is the one that wants someone to show up every day and put in the work. And that's all I can show people to do for 16 months on my own dime and with some small contributions from people in the district or my friends. We've been out there killing it every day. No days off, 16 months. And that's all I want to show people. You want someone that's going to work for you, not someone that talks about it, right? All these commercials, this is what I'm going to do for you.
Sure.
I don't care what you're going to do for me. What are you doing for me today?
Right.
And I'm out there every day trying to make it work. And if you think that you can go in Crawford County and then go to a coffee shop in Berriga and understand the complexity of this district, you have no clue what you're talking about. If you're not spending time with the people on the ground where they are, meeting and greeting them and asking them questions and getting their insight, not telling them what you're going to do, but asking them what they need you to do. If you're not doing that, you don't know. And
right.
I learn something new every day. That's the best blessing that I have, is I'm out there every day crushing it. And I learn something new from somebody.
Somebody.
It's always the least expected person.
Right.
Telling you a story and you're like, man, really? And then you start thinking about that and you start working on solutions with them.
Sure.
Any politician that tells you they've got all the solutions is a liar, because they don't. There are a lot of wonderful people in this district, brilliant people in this district that have great ideas and solutions to the problems that we're facing, not only here in the district, but in our country. And we've got to extrapolate that information, and we got to turn that into real solutions. But the only way you can do that is be present, to sit down and talk to these people and get their input.
Right.
And I'm the only one in this district that's doing that.
Well, now
Randy, yesterday I debated some Democrats, a Democrat actually up in Marquette at the high school.
Okay.
The students invited us to come. He sat there and looked over and said, there's no one that's working harder in Congress than this guy sitting next to me. I guess he's got the uphill fight. in his primary. He's going against the establishment. He's going against an incumbent. This guy, he has put twice as many miles on in this district than I have. And when that's coming from the other side,
sure,
I consider that to be a compliment. Because that's just what it takes.
Just so you know, Justin, kind of put this in perspective a little bit better. The circumference around the Earth is just under 25,000 miles. So you've literally driven around the Earth over three times. That puts it in perspective.
Yeah. Well, listen, though, that's what you got to do. I don't know what else to do. That's what I was taught when I was a kid. Hard work pays off. And if you want, and I've had those running against me, in a sense, try to make fun of me because we're not raising a ton of money. And I just think to myself, I haven't asked anyone in this district for anything other than their vote. And to get out in the communities and say, listen, I've met my next congressman and he cares about us. That's the mission. The focus is on the people, not on me. And I think that that's the best message we can put out there because it's the truth. We're out there fighting. Of course, we need contributions. Yard signs are expensive. But I'd rather get your vote. And I'd rather you go out in the community and tell people we need to vote for him on August 4th. He's going to be our next congressman because I promise everybody that I meet, I'm going to be your voice in Washington, D.C. And together we're going to make this country and this district the best it can be.
Amen. What is the website for people to check out your positions, your policies, and if they want to click on that button and make a donation to you?
Yeah, so just go to justinmichaelforcongress.com. It's Justin, M-I-C-H-A-L-F-O-R, congress.com. I have everything up there, the plan of what we're going to do in this district to make sure that our voice and our future is represented. You can go on there, read about my history. I hate talking about myself. It's the worst thing that politicians, I think, do. They go up and they just spend the entire time talking about how great they are. If you want to learn about my background and why I'm qualified to be your next congressman, you can go on my website and read about that. You can reach out to me direct too. Send me an email. I'll respond. If they call me, I'll answer. You know, this is what it's about. It's about access to people. It's about accountability. It's about showing up every day and making sure that people know that you're working hard for them. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other component about this too is I think this other candidate, Johnny Come Lately, who just magically appeared shortly before the deadline for the signatures. I'm sorry, but I'm asking people when I travel around the district, nobody's heard of this guy. Nobody knows who he is. Everybody tells me, oh yeah, Justin, I got to talk to him. I met him. I actually shook his hand. He actually took time to sit down and talk with me. So you're doing it the right way, man. Good luck in raising some money, though. We do have to get those campaign
absolutely.
Signs out. So,
yeah, listen, money's a big thing, but I understand that people are hurting in this district, and I'd rather you spend money to feed your family, pay your light bill, pay your car insurance, pay your mortgage, but I need you to vote, and I need people to get out there on August 4th, bring your entire family, and be like, Justin Michael is our guy. If you vote for anyone on the ballot, I hope you vote for me.
Amen. Absolutely. And be sure to tell your friends and family and everybody about it as well. Again, Justin Michael for FOR Congress. Michael is spelled M-I-C-H-A-L or FOR Congress.com is the website. Thanks a lot, Justin.
I appreciate it.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Take care.
Bottom of the hour news break. Hour number one. We'll be right back.
Is